Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Spring is here, and given the economic downturn, some of you may be putting in gardens, or at least putting in a few tomato plants. Now, I'm not much of a gardener, but I do know that if you want your tomatoes to produce, you've got to pinch off the non-productive branches. These barren branches sap the strength of the plant. We call them suckers. Okay, they suck the sap out of the plant. Producing a big plant with lots of leaves but few tomatoes. They are the taker branches. What you want to do is maximize the nutrient flow to the giver branches that produce so many tomatoes that you gotta prop them up. If you had wanted a big green bush, you would have planted something a whole lot prettier than a tomato plant. But if what you want are tomatoes, in a certain sense, the scrawnier the plant, the better. In today's gospel, Jesus says the same thing is true regarding his vineyard. Every barren branch he prunes and throws away, while every fruitful branch he trims to further increase its yield. And we are that plant. In this world, there are givers and takers. The takers sap our strength, often in an effort to appear important at the expense of others. And I see this all the time. I'm sure you do too. What our world needs is to maximize the nutrient flow to the givers and help develop these people to further increase their yield. The Lord wants us to produce so much fruit that we have to be propped up. And that's what the church is for, to prop us up, to support us in producing abundant fruit worthy of the Lord. You know, the church is no beauty contest. The Lord is not impressed with how we look on the outside. Indeed, since what he wants is produce, the scrawnier the outward appearance, the better. But woe to those branches that do not produce good fruit. Our gospel says that God will prune away every barren branch, and which will then be thrown in the fire and burnt. Another point is that any branch will wither and die if its source of nutrients is cut off. So also for us, we have to stay attached to Jesus if we're going to continue to bear fruit. No more than a branch can bear fruit of itself apart from the vine, can you bear fruit apart from me. You and I are not only the Lord's garden, we're also his gardeners. As garden, we are on the receiving end of pruning and trimming. And God does this in part through the challenges and adversities that we face, just like he pruned and trimmed the early church through the persecutions they faced. But in addition to us being the garden, we are also gardeners. There are people whom God has placed in our care to be pruned and trimmed by us. As bishop, I'm a worker in the vineyard of the church, and you are, in a sense, the garden entrusted to me. And I will have to give account to the Lord for the care I take of this garden. Sometimes I have to prune and trim, which isn't always all that pleasant. But most of the time, it's just the daily process of hoeing and pulling weeds and watering. and even putting down a little manure once in a while. I don't care what we smell like. What I care about is that our Lord's garden produces good fruit. In the same way, all of you are also workers in the Lord's vineyard. And you will have to give an account to the Lord for the care you take of the share of the garden he has entrusted to you. Sometimes you have to prune the unacceptable behavior of your children, which isn't ever all that pleasant. And sorry to say, some parents are afraid to do so. They're afraid of losing their children's affection. But if you don't pinch back those taker branches now, it'll be a much bigger operation later. And even then, you may end up with a big bush that doesn't produce a thing. Unhappy persons who sap the life right out of a family. And every one of us knows people like that, spoiled to their own detriment more than to anyone else's. At the end of the day, the Lord will come seeking fruit from his vineyard. I would like to be able to present to him the Diocese of Little Rock as a garden that produces abundant fruit. And I'm sure you will want to present your family to him in just the same way, to the greater glory of God. As Jesus says in today's gospel, "My Father has been glorified in you bearing much fruit."